Christmas in America, a blessed time of year.
Oh, indeed. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Hey, I want to get something straight because I was misquoting it yesterday, and that is the meeting, the public meeting, get together with developers. Christie Corps in Carson City, please do not go to Frisch Elementary, which is what I was saying. It's actually tomorrow, 5 to 6:30 at the Carson Nugget. They're expecting a lot of people, so got to have a good size room for this. Be involved. Be involved. And you know what? You know what being involved means? Knowing and looking for ulterior motives. Gotta love that. Ulterior motives. So going through one of the articles that I found, this is how easy with the internet this is nowadays. This is Reno. This is Reno.com. Yeah, it's a little bit on the liberal side, but you can figure that out for yourself. Follow the information and follow the money trail. Okay? Homeless advocates up in arms that QOLReno.org, by the way, and citizens are pissed off about the homeless situation, about them taking over all of the parks, all of the walkways between the freeway, all of the bike paths, all of the paths along the Truckee River. Even in this cold weather, you will see tents everywhere. You will see motorhomes, trailers. I know they look abandoned, but they're not. People are living in them. And the homeless activists out there, advocates, no, I see them more as activists, are criticizing everybody's activities, especially the city, for going in and responding to your complaints, your pictures, your stories, and your anger against this situation just getting worse and worse and worse over the last 5 years, I'd say. We had homeless before that, but it is just getting worse. Who's been mayor that whole time, by the way? So you're reading this story on This Is Reno. And here we go. This is in regards to the Pickett Park incident of getting that cleaned up. Woman had a vacuum. Why do homeless people need vacuums? Dresser. Aria Overly, the lead organizer for Acting in Community Together in Organizing Northern Nevada. Let's say that right. Acting in Community Together in Organizing Northern Nevada. Action. Well, they called the city's actions short-sighted, according to This Is Reno. There's a tendency for quick-fix solutions in our community. Quick-fix solutions? Well, I will admit that, because this problem has been going on for so long. But, who is Action? Where did they come from? Let's go over to their website. Action, acting in community, building a social justice movement in Northern Nevada. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, affordable housing trust fund. Oh, okay, so they want money. Together we give. Money. Want money. Powerful social change. What we do. Go down, down, down. Let's see. Oh, Action is a nonprofit 501c3 organization and a federation within Faith in Action. Huh. Well, let's go over here. Let's see. What's Faith in Action? Huh, Faith in Action. Hackers accessed the international network of billionaire George Soros's Open Society. Faith in Action. Wow. Imagine that. So, George Soros is giving the money and funding Faith in Action, which is funding Action here in Northern Nevada, which is funding the advocates for the homeless, which want your money for their housing. You know, George Soros is a billionaire. Rather than putting all of this money into, all of his controlling little networks out there, all of his little social activists, why doesn't he just build homeless shelters for people? Supply them with clean needles so they can do their drugs. Supply them with their free food and all of their living gear. You just wonder why. Why is this all happening? Because it is a tear down of society. It is a tear down of what people are supposed to be doing with your money, like the Washoe County commissioners. Washoe County gets funding for the homeless shelter and then passes it on to the city, who passes it on to Volunteers of America, who is supposed to be running it. Some say it's a failure. Could it be a failure since there are still hundreds of homeless people living on the streets here? And not just in Reno, in Sparks, in Carson, in every county around us? And yet George Soros sponsors all of these local organizations that are supposed to be helping. We are supposed to be entitled. No, we are entitled to a safe, healthy, clean environment, community for all of us. And all I see anybody doing is just peddling away the day so they can justify their jobs. And now $250,000 of your hard-earned money to go to a team just to remove 80 square yards of waste. lumber for the shanties to sleep on, to build, discarded appliances, mattresses, thousands of used needles, and piles of human wastes. Biohazards. And secure people's property. So people can have their vacuums and dressers and rugs and tents and whatever they need to be out on the streets and not be a productive part of society. We have organizations, real 501c3s, that use your money to help people with disabilities come into some form of work, some sort of productiveness. And yet you have people on the street saying, well, I'm disabled, so I can't get a job, and I can't do this, and I can't, and I can't, and I can't, and I can't. Don't ever tell me you can't. There is no such thing as I can't. What it is I don't want. I don't want to do that. I would rather have someone taking care of me. So you ask yourself, really? MJ, you're being a little harsh. It's cold. People living out there. Yeah. Ask yourself why. Because if they live out there and they don't go into programs, they can live the way they want. They can do the drugs they want. They cannot pay the bills that they don't want to pay. People have strange ideas. Maybe they're not getting 3 meals a day. I don't know why certain organizations have shut down breakfast. But the food's out there. The food is definitely out there. And I would ask that these so-called activists or advocates for these guys learn a little something about nutrition. When we were out and doing the River Trail Walk with Quality of Life Reno, and I recorded my show, it was very nice to notice that they had all of this food laid out for people to come and take. And it was all junk food and candy. Not a protein bar in sight. So much for caring about humanity. These advocates just drive me crazy. They want to perpetuate the problem. They don't want to fix the problem. And they're more than willing to take George Soros's money to continue on with their life, to make sure they have a roof over their head. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. A lot of questions out there about George Soros. Why people take his money? Well, it's because it's money. It's free money. Just do his bidding. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
We'll make a joyful noise to praise the newborn King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, America. 99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
Yeah, because if we didn't talk about it, you wouldn't know about it. Like the connection between George Soros and our homeless advocates here. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. What do you want to talk about? 884-9910. I want to talk about this because this is just the start. Thank you, Fran. I did a little digging. SB 16 in Virginia that I keep talking about, which we'll talk about more tomorrow because Alan Gottlieb is going to be my guest, and we'll see where this is going to go for the entire United States. But SB 16 already being put into the Virginia legislative cycle. It's already been presented. It is unlawful for any person to import, sell, manufacture, purchase, possess, or transport an assault, not rifle, firearm, and make such actions a Class 6 felony. SB 16 provides a wide range of center-fire rifles, shotguns, and pistols that are included in the definition of to be illegal firearms. So did you know, and again, thanks to Fran, because it forced me to look it up. I just don't put things out willy-nilly. When you email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Black Friday gun background checks were the second highest in recorded history. That's right. According to the FBI, they surpassed over 200,000. Americans bought more than 200,000 guns last Friday. And I say more because, well, I'm sure that there were some other purchases that maybe didn't go on the books. Because when criminals go out for Black Friday and they partake in deals, yeah, nobody knows about those. Because criminals don't buy guns. Didn't you know that? Yeah, that's why they're not worried in Congress or any form of elected representative that criminals have firearms. It's only law-abiding citizens who get the background checks, who obey the rules, who are responsible gun owners, have memberships with organizations like Gun Owners of America, the NRA. They're the only ones who are being punished with all this ridiculousness. Why is that? Because if you disarm the citizenry, then you are free to do basically whatever you want. Because somewhere along the line, somebody misconstrued or figured it out for themselves or just had a fantasy that elected representative meant caretaker, babysitter, parent, somehow elected representatives figured out we know better than you. And we are better than you because when we take away your rights, when we take away your ability to have a firearm, to conceal carry, the people who surround me will still have that capability to protect me. That's not just for elected representatives, though. That's also for the rich and famous. Yeah, I don't think Bloomberg's going to give up his bodyguards. Don't see that happening. What's on your mind? 884-9910. What's on my mind is that it's 11:30, and that means Fox News is banging at the door. Top and bottom of every hour, so let's get to it on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Oh, yeah. A little mambo action to get you moving, get that blood circulating, keep you warm. 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. And this is a reminder for everyone in Northern Nevada. This is a season of cheer and joy, and we're celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever your religion celebrates.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Well, you know, that's, you know, some people have their ideas of what they want for Christmas already. Over 200,000 guns sold on Black Friday. Nothing says love like the gift of personal protection, let me tell you. But as a reminder for everyone, Christmas lights are amazing. It's just part of the celebration. It's part of the cheer. It's part of the beauty, the majesty. I mean, plus Santa has to know how to get to your house. But a North Texas man fell to his death while hanging Christmas lights. Don't take a chance. My husband started hanging lights because, well, he knew there was a storm coming and he didn't want it to be icy. Don't take a chance. They're not worth it. We were having the conversation last night. So, well, I haven't finished the lights yet. And I said, I don't care. I'm not worried about it. Some of the lights are up, and if that's what we get this year, that's what we get this year. Your life is not. The lights aren't that important, let's just say. You're what's important. Don't turn a joyous time of year into the worst memory for people to have in their lives. Which, by the way, the Solace Tree has a big fundraiser coming up. I hope you can participate in. If you do have a tragic event around this time of year or any time of year, especially when kids are involved, you know, they see their parent or grandparent. Sometimes they need peer-to-peer counseling, and the Solace Tree provides that. Family counseling as well. And it can be from anything, but especially suicide. That's the thing I hate about suicide. So many unanswered questions. Why? Why didn't you call? Why didn't you ask for help? It's hard to ask for help because we stigmatize mental illnesses or depression, even poverty. Don't wait for somebody to ask for help. Just be there and provide it. If you think somebody's hungry, surprise them with a gift card. If you think somebody's cold and they you see them in a tattered coat and you think that, you know, they don't have the money for it, surprise him with one of your coats that you don't wear anymore. We are a society of consumerism. I know that for a fact. There's probably close to 30 coats in the two closets behind me. Some of us have shopping addictions, and yes, it's a real addiction. But that's when you give somebody something of yours that will make them feel better. You have the ability to do that. It's going to be tight for some people this year. A lot of people, especially if you're a teacher. And I hate that. Our teachers give so much of themselves. And I'm not talking financially. I mean, they give of themselves to these kids. You don't see most teachers just sitting around not doing anything in the classroom. But here is another example for you of how government becomes your dictators. You need to log on to NPRI.org and follow them. And you can see the things that the states and the counties are doing to literally undermine our entire system. Clark County teachers hit with a $1,000 pay cut thanks to a pair of recent rate hikes. Now, this says Clark County, but it's all teachers. Because the first rate hike was with the PERS system. That's right, the state retirement system. They're going to increase the cost that the average Nevada teacher has to put in an additional $750 annually. Well, there's a big chunk of that raise. And then their education association down there last month voted to increase the annual dues for teachers to be a part of the union. Association, my tuchus. The union. Clark County's is now up to $846 a year, up from $630. So you take that, close to $1,000. So out of all, wait, I'm confused. Wasn't it the union that threatened the strike, did the manipulating in the name of the teachers, all for the teachers? To get this money, and now it's just going back to them because they raised the dues. If you know a teacher anywhere in Nevada, please, please let them know that they do not have to be a part of the union, a part of the problem. There is a window. They do this on purpose. It is a small, little itty-bitty two-week window. Out of 52 weeks of the year, they take those 2 weeks in the middle of summer when most people are gone or thinking about other things that they can withdraw from the union. You're still going to have all of the same benefits and protections. From your education groups. Get out of the union. If you want help with doing that, contact NPRI. NPRI.org. NPRI is the Nevada Research Policy Institute. And let me tell you, they are putting something together, a lawsuit, to make it that teachers don't have to have a 2-week window to get out of the union, which is their right. Imagine that. You have a right to do something, but you can only do it during this certain 2 weeks. If you would like to be a part of that, if you want to stand up for what's right, if you are a teacher, contact NPRI. Tell them Monica J sent you. I hate being litigious. I think we're a litigious society, and it's... But sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Unions only fight for you when they can get something out of it. More dues, which they can turn around and lobby elected representatives so they can get more in your name, but it's really for them. Which is coming from us. The cycle goes on and on and on. John, in Reno, I'm sorry. WTF, back to you. Start speaking up to everybody and help us take charge. John just said he got his sewer bill and they raised it again. It's only going to keep going up and up and up and up. Why? Because when you go into any county in this state, ask them about their infrastructure. Ask them about the sewer system. It's not just Reno that's at capacity. All of the sewer systems are. Why? Because it's like that dam in California. Remember that? When the cracks started opening up and the water started coming out and they had to get everybody out of the way because they thought the dam was going to go? Why did that happen? Because the governor was taking maintenance money and putting it to other things. And that, my friends, is Dixie right there. We're putting money other places. We don't put the money where it's supposed to go, where it's designated to go for. You saw the governor doing it the whole legislative session. Well, we can move this over here. We can take this from the rainy day fund and we can fund the teachers and education with that. Then we can take a little bit money from here. Yeah. If you're not paying attention, that's what they're doing. Slide a hand, slide a budget. And it's just going to keep getting worse. So, John, hate to tell you, that's not the last time your sewer bill is going to go up. Watch for it the next month and the next month and the next month. You know, there's honestly a group of people out there saying, raise it 50 cents. That nobody's going to notice and nobody's going to say anything. Raise it 25 cents. Nobody's going to notice. Nobody's going to say anything. Raise it a dollar. They didn't say anything about the last two. Yeah, what are you going to do? Not pay your bill? We're trapped people, and the only people that are going to make a difference is you and when you vote. And the party of less taxes? The party of less government? Well, it's usually the Republicans, but the Republicans did go in on that big commerce hike. But a few of them got voted out. But before the others could be voted out, they retired. Love that. 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Thanks for the email there, John. We'll be back after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You do have freedom. You do. But if you don't wake up and start doing your part, then you're going to lose it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And let's talk about that. Knowing what's going on in your community before elected representatives and government representatives actually let you in on the little stuff. So I found this very interesting. People are finally starting to say it out loud. It's a, our voices are being heard. Actually, it's a Morning in Nevada PAC solicitation. Chip in now. But I love this line. Nevadans don't want MS-13 gang members endangering our communities and bringing illicit drugs into our state, ending up on our streets and in our schools. They already do. They're already here. Been here for a while because we didn't let people know and we didn't drive them out sooner. Okay. Nevadans don't want criminal illegal immigrants to become murderers, as we've recently seen in Northern Nevada. Interesting trial going on now. Preying on our citizens in their homes. Gang members and criminal illegals. Yeah. Been here for a while now. Take care of the problem. But to take care of the problem, you have to get, I love this, chip in now. Hire the people who will actually get it done. Get those elected representatives who don't believe in sanctuary or welcoming cities or a sanctuary state. Start asking these questions now. Filing is just 4 months away. January, February, March, December. Yes. Between March, I think it's 13th and March 27th, something like that. Again, another one of those two-week things. File for elected office. Start asking the hard questions. Not, are you going to raise my taxes? Because you know that that is going to happen. Find out what they are going to do and hold them to it. Ask specific questions. Not, what are you going to do about the school board? Ask, when are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? And why hasn't it been done already if they are already in office? Check into the important ones that you don't think about. The judges, the attorneys, the different boards, like the school board. It all trickles downhill, people, and it all falls on our shoulders. Talk to you tomorrow. Alan Gottlieb, a guest from Awaken also. All kinds of good stuff on The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.